This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Members of Israel's ruling Likud party went to the polls Thursday to choose a new party leader, despite the three corruption indictments against him. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is expected to defeat challenger Gideon Sar. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
53-year-old Gideon Sar is a popular Likud party member of parliament and former cabinet minister. He is seen as more hardline than Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, but more restrained. Sar is married to one of Israel's best-known TV news anchors. Recently, Sar said he is challenging Netanyahu, predicting a better chance of forming a majority government. Turnout was low, partly because of a winter storm sweeping through Israel. Most analysts expect Netanyahu, who is still popular in the party, to prevail. Even if Netanyahu prevails as expected, it's not clear if he will win the 2020 general election. Linda Gradstein for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Riot police stormed shopping malls for a third day of Christmas protests in Hong Kong on Thursday and detained a number of people after masked protesters roamed through shops, some throwing paint and disrupting restaurant services. Christmas in Hong Kong is usually bustling with commercial activity, but this year, streets and malls and shopping districts are filled with tension. Police have fired tear gas, rubber bullets and pepper spray at protesters and beaten and arrested many of them. They also conducted indiscriminate stop and search procedures on shoppers, passersby, and journalists during the past three nights. Meanwhile, Thursday, hundreds of mostly black-clad protesters shouted and marched through shopping malls across the city. Their actions were part of the six-month anti-government movement to pressure authorities to meet their political demands, which include universal suffrage and an independent investigation into police brutality. You're listening to VOA News.